Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 to verse 24. Let me just read the verses that I'm speaking on. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe. Now I know the sentence goes on, but I'm going to give a separate discourse on the end of verse 24 and verse 25. In this discourse, verse 18 to verse 24. It's nearly all about Abraham, isn't it? Arguing the facts of the case about Abraham. But the punchline, the climax, the crunch, the point of it all, comes at the very end. All that I've been saying, says the apostle in this paragraph, the words and so on, it was credited to him. All I've been saying about Abraham and Sarah and their faith and so on, were written not for him alone. The first promise was not for him alone. And certainly what I've been saying to you is not for him alone, but also for us. This is for you, my friend. It's for me. Now, today. This is not a historical lecture about a man who lived thousands of years ago. It is that. It's based on that. But the apostle is drawing out the principle which applied in his own day to his own hearers and readers, and applies now, today, to me and to you. All that I've been saying about Abraham, all that I've been saying really in the previous verses in this chapter, all the way through this letter, all that I've been saying about the gospel is for us, for me, for you. For us who believe. This chapter is all about faith, isn't it? We are justified by faith. Paul has said this heavily, underlining it, in chapter 3, verse 21, to the end of that chapter. And chapter 4 is devoted almost entirely to this matter of faith. Faith is the weak link in this chain. But I have to trust Christ. I have to rely upon Christ. Otherwise I will never be justified in the sight of God. But if I rest my soul in Christ, I shall be forever acquitted of my sins, washed in his precious blood, and clothed in his righteousness. And we have seen it's faith, not works. Faith, not observances. Faith, not duties. Now what do we have here? Verse 18 to verse 24. It's a very subtle point I'm making. It's easy to misunderstand it. But I've called this discourse faith, not reason. Of course, the mockers will say, ah, there you are, you see, blind faith, just irrational faith and all the rest of it, and dismiss it. I'm not saying that at all. Now, the case here is Abraham. Let me make my point. Abraham is the case here. God gave him a promise. He would have a son. And through that son, the blessing would come and all the rest of it. All that was tied up in it. Not simply just have a son, but everything to do with it. Right, we have the promise of God. Everything cried out against it. Reason cried against it. The facts cried against it. Look at it. Against all hope, Abraham had to believe. Everything was bringing him to the place where he could say, it can't possibly happen. You see, he faced the fact. Facts were against him. History was against him. Biology was against him. The evidence was all against him. I'm about 100, he said. And Sarah, well, she's had no children. Everyone was dead. Look at her age. It's impossible, he could have said. If this promise had come 70 years ago, well, I could accept it, I'd understand. But now, he could have talked like that. Reason would have talked like that. Facts would have talked like that. Evidences would have talked like that. Biology would have talked like that. Tradition and history would have talked. His experience would have talked like that. And yet it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief. He had the promise of God. And he had all the evidence against him around him. And what did he do? He was fully persuaded. He was strengthened in his faith. And he gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And he, against all the evidence, against all the mocking, against all what might come against him in his thinking, he said, God has said it, and I trust. And these words were written for him, no, not only for him, but for us also. Also for us. If we will trust God's promise, if we will believe, then we too shall get all that God promised. How can a man who died nearly 2,000 years on a Roman gibbet, crucified, how can that man's death really make me right forever with God? You can argue, and the skeptics can come in, the mockers, the new atheists, oh, they can come in arguing against all their logical arguments, and it piles up. But what must we do? Here is Abraham. What would he say to us? You have God's promise, don't you? What promise? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. The gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come unto me, says Christ, and I will give you rest. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And so on and so on. I've just rattled off a few promises, but they're all one promise. And what is the promise? Christ, by his death, by his blood, by his life yielded up on the cross, by his resurrection, offers himself now to you, promising you that if you will rely upon him, you will be everlastingly justified, washed from your sins, accounted righteous, perfect in the sight of God. And these words were written for you, my friend. Your reason, the world, people around you, the books, the television, they're all crying out. It may be nonsense. Rome, Islam, all crying out is nonsense. God's word comes down the ages. It comes to you now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Faith, not reason. you know this hymn? I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Is that the right version? Or is it this? I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My friend, is there one listening to me? And these words have brought you to the point of faith. Well, you can mark your Bible if you will come to Christ. Let me show you. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. You could mark your Bible, couldn't you? Against all hope, I, and you could put your name there, I in hope believed. And now it goes, and notice how it goes on, and so became. That's Abraham, of course. Verse 18. This is what you can say. Against all hope, against all reason, against all the objections, all the mocking, in hope I believed, and so I was justified. You could go again, verse 20. In verse 19, without weakening in my faith, you could write. Against all the evidence, you might say. But verse 20, yet Abraham did not waver. You could put your name there. Yet I do not waver through unbelief, but was strengthened in his faith, in my faith. And I will give glory to God, being fully persuaded. It's not just assent, you see. It's fully committed. It's fully devoted. That God had power to do what he had promised. This is why. In Abraham's case, it was credited to him. In your case, this is why I am justified. This is how I've become justified. This is why it's true of me. Why? Because God has brought me to the place where I really do rest my soul upon Christ. Not because I believe in the sense that that's the cause of it. But it's through that faith I receive his grace and mercy. The words were written not for Abraham alone, but for me also, you could write. Verse 24. But also for me. You could say, my sins, not in part, but the whole are nailed to Christ's cross, and I bear them no more. It's all down now, my friend, to this point with you. These words were written not for Abraham alone, but also for us. No, my friend, I'm going to say this, but also for you, to whom God will credit righteousness. He will justify you. He will meet his promise. He will keep his word for you, if you believe, if you trust Christ, and you rely upon him. Will you believe him now? Will you receive him now? You have the promise. I know you can hear all the mocking objections of the world and everything else. But faith, not reason. Believe, my friend. Believe and be justified.